Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
What is up, fellow Patriots? This is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah, and welcome back to the Red Patriot Show. I am so happy if you guys are joining me today. Okay, so red wave, right? We've been hearing that on the news. We've been hearing about that. Republicans are going to sweep everything because people are sick of the transgenderism and the CRT and everything that they learned whenever their kids came home from school by listening into the Zoom calls, which they weren't supposed to listen to. But, you know, parents, they did. They wanted to see what their kids were being taught, and they found out it was a bunch of bullarchy. Okay, they hated that. So everybody right now thinks, okay, there's going to be a red wave, which could happen. But there are two other main options that could happen too. And that's why I wanted to do this video, because I would love to see the red wave happen. I think it would be great if it does. Fox is talking about it. Even the deep state like CNN and MSNBC, even if the military has the control over it, whatever optics, either way, they're talking about it too. Oh my gosh, it's a red wave. Everybody's kind of running scared, right? Okay, two other options that could happen. And so the total three options that could happen are, one, that there is a red wave, which obviously I just said. Two, there's a blue wave because the Democrats cheat, they lie, they steal. We know this. Three, that the elections get postponed and don't happen. Now, before you guys go and say, well, wait a second, there's going to be a red wave. Listen, the reason I say there is a second option of that there could be a blue wave, we have to remember, these machines, these voting machines, a lot of these same deep state players, whether it's really them or not, I have no idea. But I'm just saying they are still in power, okay? These machines and ballot harvesting stuff, this stuff is still going on right now, okay? So the Democrats could steal it in a lot of these seats. They could steal a lot of these elections because those systems are still there. They have, a lot of them have been taken out that we know of. This is all coming from the perspective that this is what we see as Americans. Now, I don't know about the optics, all the stuff going on behind the scenes. I have no idea. I'm saying this is the stuff that we see. Even though we know there's stuff going on, this is what we see. Like, optically, we can see. Okay? Don't believe your lying eyes. Well, this is stuff we can see with our eyes. Okay? The third option, that the elections don't happen and they get postponed, that is right now where I would put my money. Either choice you make, you have about a 33% chance of being right, because there are only three main options. Technically, four, if you count that everything kind of, if the Republicans keep the seats they have, for the most part, the Democrats keep the seats that they have. So that technically is a fourth option. I don't see that happening because it's kind of go to go one way or the other or the other. So I don't really see that option happening. But my money right now is going towards that the election is not going to happen. And the reason I say that, I'll go and take you over and show you some of these articles, is that this is a lot of what we're starting to see. Well, this is on, of course, the Democrats beware, a red wave is coming, because they know voters know they're not better off since Biden took office, which none of us are. A lot of people hate Biden. Fox hasn't talked mostly about the election. They say election interference, not voter fraud, even though we know about the voter fraud. Election interference is what they talk about, the suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop story, which had an effect on it too. But they're, although Tucker and Jesse are starting to talk more about actual voter fraud. So Tucker said it for the first time in a while, just a few days ago. And then he had Ron Johnson on tonight, and he was letting him talk about some of the voting irregularities. So it's kind of starting to slowly creep its way in. Okay, so that's another story for another time. Now, one thing that we have to remember, is Trump going to get arrested? Okay, we've got the raid on Mar-a-Lago. We've got him being subpoenaed to testify before Congress. Okay, FBI waits 60 days, usually before they indict or they go to arrest. Now the question is, are they going to arrest him before the midterms? We don't know, but that is an option, and that could cause, not an event that would sway an election, but it could very, it could really fire up a lot of Trump's base, a lot of the people that support him, and they're like, hey, this is wrong. And so that could have some type of effect on red wave or not, etc. So that's kind of an outlier effect. So I'm just going to sit that on the back burner because we'll keep an eye on that. But that's kind of just an outlier effect right now. Okay, this is where it starts to get interesting. And this is where I start believing that we really might not see the elections happen. Okay, or at least not for a while, that they may get postponed. Okay, Biden administration set to warn about threats to the nation's election infrastructure. Okay, that's a bulletin. I don't think it's been reported yet. I haven't seen. This was from a couple days ago, but they're talking about interference from other governments in United States elections and how that's going to affect election outcomes, etc. What needs to be done about that? They're starting to talk about that a lot more now. And like I said, we are about two weeks out from the election. So they're a little bit less than 2 weeks. They're starting to talk about this. So that's makes me wonder, are we going to see the elections? It's not really something big, but it is something there that kind of starts raising some yellow flags, some red flags. And we wonder, are they going to happen? Are they going to use this and try to say, oh, China or Russia is interfering in the election, and then they're going to either stop the election or not allow it if it's going on at the time, or if it, or even to overturn the results because there was quote unquote interference, or if they're going to not allow the elections. Now, Congress actually has that power. Okay, executive branch power to postpone elections. This is from a PDF document talking about how the president or Congress have the right to change elections based on terrorism events or the threat of like an event like that, or how they can change an election should something arise that they need to change the election for, or change the election date, I should say, for. So I found this and I saw that Congress has the ability to do that. And the president, I guess in certain cases, it would depend on, they would have to pass some laws, but we've seen how fast they can pass laws. So they would have to pass some laws to do it, but they've gotten some laws passed pretty quickly, that abortion thing that they put through. So it's gotten pretty quickly through because the Democrats have control of that stuff. So that's another reason why we may not see the election. And like I said, obviously, there still could be the red wave and it could happen, or it could be a blue wave because a lot of these systems are still in and they're cheated sometimes, whether this is going to happen or not. But sometimes your enemy has to continue. You have to let him continue doing stuff in war. That way you can get him actually legally speaking because you have the documents of him. It's actually not even a war. It's the similarity to catching a shop. It's the analogy to catching a shoplifter, right? You know that they've got that stuff on under their coat. You know that they're going to, you know that they're stealing it, but they're not out of the store yet. You got to wait them until they get out of the store and then you can get them. So like I said, that being said still, but the reason I think that it really is going to happen, or it is not going to happen, that what will happen is the elections will get postponed, is because of this. Now, this was some a few days ago. I didn't find out about it until today. First time in 80 years, U.S. Army deploys, quote, Screaming Eagles, 101st Airborne Division, just miles away from Ukraine. Okay? So, technically, troops aren't on the ground, at least from the articles that I've seen. They might be at this point. But there are fighter jets now over there. Okay? United States fighter jets over there. Why would we be over there? Well, articles are saying it's the United States preparing for war. Well, what happens to an election if a war comes along? Now, I believe during the Civil War, they still had the elections. Or one of the wars, I think it was that one, yeah. I saw it in passing on one of the articles I was reading. But we're in a different time. We have nuclear weapons at nations' dispense that we can shoot off against one another. Okay, so it is very much more serious than just when people were fighting with guns. That was bad enough. We've got nuclear weapons now. Now, like I said, I still believe all this is being controlled. A lot of this is being optics, or a lot of this is optics. But even though a lot of it's optics, sometimes you have to still play out the game, right? In the meantime. So with the planes being over there, I have to wonder, are we going to see an election? And we have to remember, the deep state, they are not above using red flags, events, things like that to keep their power, whatever reason they use. They are not above doing that. So, and they know that if they don't do anything, okay, there is going to be a red wave. And they won't be able to stop it. So be on the lookout for if something happens. Right now, I'll go ahead and stop sharing. Right now, it is a flip of the coin. And it's technically not a flip of the coin because, you know, I'm talking about three options. A coin has two sides. So that's a bad analogy. But it's really anybody's ball right now that we can guess. I know you guys listen to Patriots, and everybody out here has kind of their own opinion on how they think it's going to happen, what's going to happen. I don't know. I just wanted to let you guys know these are about the three main options of things that could happen. So to recap, one, there could be a red wave, which we all hope, and because people hate the Biden administration and all the stuff that these leftist progressive people are doing, right? There could be the blue wave because all of these machines and stuff are still in use as far as we know, as far as we can see, and the deep state still cheats. They're not going to give up their same playbook just because more people are watching for them to cheat. They're not going to do that. They still play the same game. Or the third option, that there won't be one due to some type of a nuclear, quote unquote, nuclear event or war or some other type of event that is created that, oh my gosh, we can't have elections. So, and like I said, we got the outlier of when's Trump going to be arrested, if he's going to be quote unquote arrested. So we got that outlier there. So there's a lot of stuff going on right now. There's a lot of stuff happening. And like I said, there are three main options about what could happen with this upcoming midterm. I don't really know. If I were to guess, and like I said, it could be wrong. You guys have listened to me. You know, I've been wrong on stuff. We all are wrong. But if I had to bet my money, I'm going to say that they probably won't, just because for the reasons I told you guys what we're seeing a progression towards. But if the red wave does happen, that would be really great. And I want that to happen. I'm just wondering, sorry, something popped up on my computer. Just wondering strategically, which would be better right now? Because let's take it back. Okay, if the red wave happens, and then January, everybody takes their seats. That's great. That's great. They're going to do a lot of the investigating into Hunter Biden. And that's great. And all the other investigations, giving parents back the power and getting all the lot of this trans stuff out. So it's really good. So that would be really good. Okay. What happens if a blue wave happens? Okay. Well, we know it'll be by voter fraud. And Tucker Carlson and Jesse Waters also have, in a roundabout way, said it'll be because of voter fraud, too. Jesse Waters, I believe, caveated Carrie Lake when he was talking about Carrie Lake. He used a caveat at the beginning. If the election is fair, she will win. So he put that at the beginning. If the election is fair, she will win. I thought it was interesting he did that. This was last week. So if a blue wave does happen, well, Jesse and Tucker and probably some of the other ones at Fox will say, hey, wait a second. The polls did not indicate this. People did not say they were going to vote for this. So why did these Democrat people win in areas that we knew that they were going to probably win in? Why did they lose? Or why did the Democrats win in areas that they knew the Republican candidate was going to? Okay, well, then they'll probably start saying, well, were there election irregularities here? And what would be a great way to retrograde, for them to retrograde back to the 2020 election and be like, oh, maybe there was more election irregularities and there were more voter fraud instances than we thought and that what we had been talking about. So logistically, that can be a good way to get back to the 2020 election fraud, because I do agree that stuff has to be dealt with. If you don't deal with that, there is no moving forward. Okay, now, however that gets dealt with, I don't know. But if you don't deal with it. You can't go forward. So, and then let's do the third option, talk about the third option and what that could mean logistically of the election not happening. And I actually think logistically, this would be, all this is my opinion, as I said, but this would be better logistically to not let the elections happen, because I watch Fox. I know a lot of it is optics, but I still watch it, and it's good because you see the people starting to wake up. But Jesse Waters, Tucker Carlson, Greg Gutfeld, Judge Jeanine, like Dana on the Five, if the Democrats postpone, if Congress postpones the election for whatever reason, they will start screaming, you are the true ones subverting democracy. You are the ones that are not letting the voice of the people be known. You are not letting them choose their elected leaders. You're pushing it off because you want to remain power. And wouldn't that be a great way to turn everything that the Democrats have said about us around against themselves? And it would be true. And the people, American people watching it would be like, hey, wait a second. That's right. It's like, it's not Republicans that are subverting democracy. It's Democrats. They're stopping elections. That's what they do in tyrannical states. Okay. Or in a tyranny, in dictatorial states. Okay. So any three of the options are fair game. It just depends on right now, the people pulling the strings, what they decide is best to do. But as for us, we'll just wait and see what happens. For a couple weeks, because a lot can happen in a few weeks. So I guess we'll see what happens when we get there. But just wanted to share with you guys, these are the three main options that could happen. I don't know which one is going to happen. I would like the first option, the red wave, to happen. But the last option, the election being postponed, I personally think, thinking of it in military logistics, I think that one would be better all around. But you know what? We will see what happens. So anybody's guess right now is as good as the other until we actually see kind of what happens. So other than, you know, a few people like 107 or whatever that know what they're talking about, but all are pretty much anybody else, it's anybody's game. So we'll see who is right on the other side. And who knows, maybe there is a fourth or like fifth option that none of us have thought about, and that'll be the one. So, and then I'll just be like, well, we were all wrong. So, hope you guys have a great hump day, which is Wednesday. I don't know if any of you guys remember that. It was more a young people thing, the hump, like hump day, Geico commercials and all that stuff that was a few years ago. I don't know why that just popped in my head, but I mean, it's Wednesday, so the middle of the week. So hopefully you guys have a great rest of your day, and just stay encouraged and remember to keep calm and patriot on. We're all going to get through this together. See you guys.
Hello, fellow patriots, and thank you all for watching today's episode. I would also like to thank the sponsor for this episode today, Dr. Stella MD. Many of you know Dr. Stella Emanuel as one of America's frontline doctors who has continually advocated for early treatment of COVID-19 and has been repeatedly falsely accused of misinformation and harassed by Big Pharma and the deep state to remain quiet. But she has never given up on speaking the truth, and her website, drstellamd.com, is an amazing spot to discover early treatment and prevention for COVID-19. You can find ways to get hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, set up telehealth appointments, and even order her new book, Let America Live. There are so many amazing patriot businesses in America today, and we all need to support them so that together we can both defund the deep state and refund the kingdom. Until next time, this is your friendly neighborhood patriot Hannah signing off, and remember to stay encouraged.
Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.